Good morning. Last week, we focused on spiritual gifts in Ephesians. And they were known commonly as ministry gifts. You may remember they were apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. This morning, we'll focus on the manifestation gifts in 1 Corinthians 12, which you've just heard, and motivational gifts in Romans chapter 12. So let's first start with manifestation gifts. The manifestation gifts are used for the common good. Emphasize the common good. These gifts are supernatural or spiritual in nature. These gifts can be split into three areas. The first area is gifts that say something or involve speaking. And there are three sections, three gifts in that area. The second is gifts that do something or require action. And there are three gifts in that area. And the third is gifts that reveal something, give revelation. And there are three in that area. So let's first start off with the gifts that say something or involve speaking. The first is prophecy. This is the foretelling of this inspired word of God primarily to the church for the purpose of confirming the written word and building up the entire body. The message is usually one to strengthening, encouraging, and comforting. Although it can declare God's will in a particular circumstance, and in some cases predict future events. So prophecy was the first one in gifts that say something. The second is speaking in tongues. This is a supernatural utterance in an unlearned language, which can edify the individual or, when interpreted, edify the entire body. If you are not sure what to pray, it is always safe to pray in tongues. Tongues may also be a sign to unbelievers. The third is interpretation of tongues. This is a supernatural interpretation of a message in tongues, translated into the known language so that the hearers, the entire body, will be edified. So the three of the areas of gifts that say something or involve speaking are prophecy, speaking in tongues, and interpretation of tongues. The second part of the manifestation gifts is gifts that do something or require action. The first is faith. This is not the faith that is measured to every believer or is saving faith. This is special supernatural faith given by the Spirit to receive miracles or to believe God for miracles. The second is healing. This is a supernatural healing beyond natural means given by the Holy Spirit. The third is miracles. Again, this is the supernatural suspension of the natural laws or an intervention by the Holy Spirit into laws of nature. And the third, so the second, the gifts that do something or require action are faith, healing, and miracles. The third, gifts that reveal something or give revelation, are word of wisdom. This is a supernatural knowledge applied in a godly or correct way, insight into the truth. Word of knowledge. This, again, is a supernatural knowledge of facts and information that can only be revealed by God for the purpose of applying doctrinal truth. And the third, discerning of spirits. This is a supernatural ability to distinguish between spirits such as good and evil, truthful and deceiving, prophetic versus satanic. So just to summarise, manifestation gifts are for the common good, and they're supernatural, and they're gifts for saying something, for doing something, and for revealing something. Let's now focus on motivational gifts. And the emphasis of these motivational gifts are really reveal the personality of God. The other words for the common good, we're now talking about revealing the personality of God. These gifts are practical in nature. They describe the inner motivations of the Christian servant. So the first is prophecy. Those with the motivational gift of prophecy are the eyes and ears of the body. They have insight, foresight, and act like watchdogs in the church. They encourage and build up, also warn of sin or reveal sin. So prophecy is the first one. There's seven of these. Prophecy, the eyes and ears of the body. Then you've got serving. Those with the motivational gift of serving are the hands of the body. They are concerned with meeting needs. They are highly motivated doers that may tend to overcommit but find joy in serving. The third is teaching. With a motivational gift of teaching, they are the mind of the body. They emphasise accuracy of the word and love to study. They delight in research to validate truth. The fourth is giving. Those with a motivational gift of giving are the arms of the body. They truly enjoy reaching out in giving. They are excited by the prospect of blessing others. They desire to give quietly in secret, but will also motivate others to give. They are alert to people's needs. They give cheerfully and always give the best that they can. The fifth are those to encourage. With the motivational gift of encouragement, they are the mouth of the body. They encourage the other believers and are motivated by a desire to see people grow and mature in the Lord. They are practical and positive, and they seek positive responses. The sixth is leadership. Those with the motivational gift of leadership are the head of the body. They have the ability to see the overall picture and set goals. They're good organisers and find efficient ways of getting work done. Although they may not seek leadership, they will assume it when no leader is available. They receive fulfilment when others come together to complete a task. And the final, the seventh, is mercy. Those with a motivational gift of mercy are the heart of the body. They easily sense the joy or distress in other people and are sensitive to feelings and needs. They are attracted to and patient with people in need. Motivated by a desire to see people healed of hurts, they are truly meek in nature and avoid firmness. So motivational gifts reveal the personality of God. Prophecy, the eyes and ears of the body. Serving, the hands of the body. Teaching, the mind of the body. Giving, the arms of the body. Encouraging, the mouth of the body. Leadership, the head of the body. And mercy, the heart of the body. So it's all well and good to hear basically the functions that God has given as far as the gifts are concerned. But it's important to give you perhaps a practical example of how there is one way of operating these gifts. Now, some of you are aware that we have prayer meetings, and we have three prayer meetings a week. And the main focus for these prayer meetings is to, one, worship God with our whole heart. The second is being still and you could hardly hear a pin drop, because we are inviting the Holy Spirit to speak to us. And the third part is praying into being what we are sensing the Holy Spirit say to us. Now, on this occasion, about 8 to 10 months ago, people started turning up, and there was probably about 8 of us. And a young mum came along that was brought by one of the ladies in the prayer group. And she didn't say much, she was very quiet. And we introduced each other, and then we got stuck into worshipping God, which we do here, the first and most important thing. And then we had a quiet time of being still. What was lovely was that that time of being still, one of the guys in the group had 3 days ago sensed God was saying, I want you to fast for 3 days. I don't want you to eat any solid food, you just to have liquids. And he said, but why am I doing this, Lord? What's the purpose for this? And he just said, the Lord just said, do it. So when the time came and we were still before God, he suddenly thought about this lady that had turned up. And the scripture that came, only through prayer and fasting can these unclean spirits come out. And he felt that was the purpose of fasting for 3 days. Another person had sensed there were curses on this young family's life, this young mum's life and her background. And he got two curses, one of destruction and anger. And then another two sensed there were unclean spirits that God wanted to set her free from. And then another had this sense in Philippians chapter 4:6 was, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So this is all gathered. Nobody apart from that lady that brought this young mum to that prayer meeting knew anything. So the first thing was, would you like us to pray for you? And she said, yes, please. So we started praying, and the first things that were brought up was, does anything connect with you with regard to destruction and anger, because we sensing there's a curse on your family? Now, this young mum was traumatised. She had an abusive father that abused her, her mother and her siblings. And physically, mentally, it was really quite horrific. And she said, I have grown so angry inside myself because of the way I have been treated and my other brothers and my mum's been treated by my father. And so she said, I need help to forgive my father for what he's done to me and to my family. And so she's now asking God to forgive her for her anger. That curse, those curses were broken. And there was a visible change in this young mum's face. And then another two came up and they sensed unclean spirits that God wanted to set this captive free. And as she repented and as she forgave, God was doing incredible work setting this young lady free from these oppressive spirits. And so we see a person that came in tormented, traumatized, fearful, wanting to just take her own life, had no hope at all, absolutely turned right around to having hope, joy and peace. She was on cloud nine when she left that prayer room. But God had prepared every single person there for a task that he and only he had orchestrated. It was as if the Holy Spirit was the conductor leading the orchestra. And we happened to be the parts of the orchestra. And we were overjoyed in what God did to this young mum in setting her free. What was interesting is once she was free, she talked, she said, I've got a problem. And that is that my husband and myself have bought a flat for my mum, and she needs that space of her own. But we can't get this person out. We've tried for years, but with COVID, it stopped us from being able to get rid of this particular person who didn't want to leave the flat. And she sought legal advice, she got a barrister in, and they said, there's nothing you can do. So the other person that said, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So he then started praying. Lord, we present this situation before you, Father, with regard to this flat. Because with you, nothing is impossible. And the next day, this young mum was still crying with joy. And she sent me an SMS, or actually her friend sent me the SMS. And she said, she went to the flat and the person had vacated and put it in good order. So miracle after miracle took place with this young woman. Now let's look at the gifts that were operating. Both they were motivational gifts and manifestation gifts. And if you look, the first was really the person was fasting. He was convicted. He wanted to be obedient to God. The curses were really manifestations of word of knowledge. Then the unclean spirits were discernment of spirits. And then Philippians 4:6, which is basically bringing the petition before God, was word of wisdom. And then the motivational gifts that operated were mercy and healing, because this young mum went away on cloud nine, but she still needed to be supported. And so there were two young ladies that were prepared to support her through this journey that she went through. And that's where the help and mercy gifts, the motivational gifts, were operating. Now, this is one example of spiritual gifts operating. And there are many more. But what is our response? Paul says in 1 Corinthians 14, follow the way of love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. Peter, in 1 Peter 4:10, says, each one should use whatever gift he or she has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. Let us here at St. James earnestly desire these gifts and put them into action so that we can see the kingdom of God come here in Mount Eliza and beyond. Let us pray. Righteous Father, with you nothing is impossible, and without you we are useless. You are the source of life. You're the one that gives life, that sets the captives free. That's what you came for, Lord. But you have also equipped us with every spiritual blessing in you, Jesus. And you prepared us for these gifts, because these gifts and call are irrevocable. But Lord, sometimes we've put them in a box and we haven't utilized them. Father, forgive us where we have not sought these gifts that you so freely want to give us to see the body grow and build to be the bride for you, Jesus. Lord, give us that desire to earnestly desire those spiritual gifts. Give us this passion that we would continually seek those spiritual gifts to see the body grow. We ask this by your grace and power in Jesus' name. Amen.